So 2 months isn't very long working here, Brad. So how have you found it, and did it take long to learn everything about the station, what to do, the ins and outs?
There's quite a few things to know out here, and you know, you learn quite a lot through college, but once you're out in the field, it kind of puts a different perspective on things. And it did, like, you know, it takes about a month to get the main basics and to get into the whole routine of things, but after that you're pretty much settled in and you can learn everything else slowly after that. And everyone's been really supportive of helping us out with that, so it's been really good.
There's always someone here, you know, there's a lot of experienced heads too, isn't there? So I mean, they're always good for a question or seven.
Yeah, exactly. All our sergeants are really good, really helpful. You know, I've asked plenty of questions myself, and you know, so have many other people, and that's not just to the sergeants either, that's to pretty much everyone on in our teams and stuff. So, and everyone's been more than helpful to give us a lending hand and show us the ropes.
Good to hear. So been here 2 months. Have you worked with most people here now?
Yeah, I've pretty much worked with everyone. You know, with the amount of leave and stuff we get, there was a few people that I didn't meet for maybe the first month or two, but
sure.
Now that I've been here for a while, I've pretty much worked with everyone, I think. There's always someone I
live. Well, it's one of the upsides, I guess, to doing rostered work. Have you done shift work before?
Not really. I've done a few, you know, day and night shifts in previous jobs, but nothing really as a regular shift.
How have you found it?
I like it. It's the first, you know, first shift of where you go from day shift to night shift is a bit hard to, you know, grasp and get used to, but, you know, now that it's been 2 months, I'm slowly settling in and, you know, understanding what best suits me to transfer from day to night or night to day, so it's actually quite good now.
Oh, that's good to hear. What are some of the things that you really like about working at this station?
It's very, very outdoorsy, so the terrain's, like, I'm spent a fair bit of time four-wheel driving and stuff, so the terrain of going from, you know, flat areas to quite steep four-wheel drive tracks is, like, I really quite enjoy. But also, you know, the weather's been nice lately. Coming from Canberra, you know, I never thought I'd see a, you know, 28 to 30 degree day in July, but, you know, it's really good to see. I don't know how I'm going to go in 45 degrees in summer, but
the best is yet to come, all right?
Yeah.
But it is awesome that you can wear shorts in, you know, July, August. It's
100%, 100%.
Yeah. And tell us a bit about how you find the AFP facilities on site that you can take advantage of.
Really good. So we've got quite a good gym set up that we can use. It's still winter, so I haven't used it yet, but we've got a pool on site as well, which is really good. And like the way that we work is we're always kind of moving, so you never really spend more than an hour or two in one spot, and which gives you time to be able to, you know, have a look around and, you know, get to do things that, you know, people might not be able to do at other stations, like go to the gym, you know, on shift, you know, go for, you know, a patrol where you're walking for an hour and actually get outdoors and you're not sitting in an office all the time. So it's really good.
Yeah, that is a big advantage. To, you know, any of your friends or family, you know, back east, what's some of the frequently asked questions that they may ask you about Alice Springs or the job?
I guess just mainly like how, because I've got a lot of friends that still work in like cafes and, you know, they might work in trades, but they only really work, you know, 8-hour days. And probably one of the most is how you deal with a 12-hour day. And as long as it sounds, it's actually not that bad. I actually really enjoy the 12-hour day, particularly when it comes to our shifts and moving from, you know, we might do 5 shifts. You know, say 3 days and 2 nights, but then we get 5 days off, and then it's good to be able to utilise those 5 days. So
as a young fella at 21, have you gotten any of your mates' ear about, you know, saying, hey, give a remote station a chance, a place like Pine Gap, and have you talked it up, have you?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I've got a lot of, especially going through college, I've made a lot of friends that, you know, have spread all over Australia, from Exmouth to Geraldton to back home in Canberra and Sydney and Melbourne. But, you know, it's always good, and I've, you know, a lot of them have actually expressed interest in coming out and, you know, doing, you know, three weeks or so in, out here in Alice Springs, and I definitely support it. It's, you know, it's an unreal station. It's definitely a life experience that I think anyone would enjoy. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, come for 3 weeks, you might stay for 3 years. Can you see yourself staying for a few more years?
Yeah, actually, I really enjoy it, and I don't really see myself leaving for at least another 5 or 6 years. And if that, like, who knows, I could end up staying here for the rest of my life, really.
Oh, it's great to hear, Brad, especially from someone young and who's come from over east.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's, especially to leave everything behind, it's, when I first got the phone call to say I was moving to Alice Springs, it was kind of a bit of a shock moment, leaving everything behind that you've, you know, everything you've ever known back home in Canberra. But it's definitely nothing. Like, I don't regret moving here at all. It's been an unreal experience.